This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Toll-free number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Aria.
So we've been talking about media here in the last hour or so. Initially, we were discussing sex workers online and government requirements that may be coming down on them to make their life more difficult, supposedly in the name of protecting sex trafficking victims, which is ridiculous. And now Twitch, the internet streaming giant that kicked off their business, I think they came around in like 2011 or something like that. They've been around for almost a decade and got very, very popular a few years after that with this whole internet streaming video game play phenomenon that has really turned into quite a phenomenon. We were discussing gaming last night, and this is, you know, one aspect of video gaming that really has caught on and where people will just watch another person play a game. You know, rather than play it themselves.
You made me realize that I have never actually watched a live stream someone playing a video game.
Even though you have streamed video games, you've never watched it?
I've watched some after the fact, like, you know, a Super Mario Brothers speed run.
Didn't you watch me play an XCOM one night or something like that?
That's true, I did. Yeah, but I know you. Does that even count?
I think it counts. If you watch a person, whether you know them or not.
I mean, I wouldn't have watched if I didn't know you.
Right, so you've done
okay.
it then.
Okay, that's, sure.
That
I,
counts.
I forgot, yeah.
Yeah.
I did that one night.
That's how I got into it. I watched,
or maybe once or twice.
I wouldn't say I'm into it. That's how I... The first time I watched somebody playing a game on stream, it was someone that I knew.
Okay.
And then that was, it was shortly after that that I decided, hey, we ought to be on this thing too. And
okay.
Just because there's a large audience there.
There is. And it doesn't take a lot of work to set up and, you know, occasionally slip out some libertarian principles or something if you happen to be able to work it into the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when Twitch...
Or if you're me, just watch the chat argue about my gender for 2.5 hours.
Still not over it yet. But, in the case of Twitch, it's just sort of like this innocent thing where people play video games on the internet. And, you know, they want to make it big. I'm sure a lot of them want to be a major streamer and make it into their job. But, you know, there's literally millions of the people who are on Twitch are actually streamers. When I was first looking at this, you know, like the numbers and looking into Twitch, I was surprised by what the portion of their user base is that actually performs, that actually are the streamers. Like, it's a large chunk. It's not that it's this tiny minority of performers and everybody else watches. It's a lot of people who are the users of the system that are actually streamers to some extent or another.
Sure.
Now, that doesn't mean that they've caught on or are popular in any way, shape, or form, but it is a way for them to, you know, build some level of a small community of followers, and it's a way for people who, sadly, are kind of disconnected from one another, and I'm talking about before 2020.
Okay,
so 2020 has taken everything to a new level, but, you know, prior to 2020, we were already becoming sort of a population that is more technological and more technified, you know, than previous generations. We've seen statistics on the youth in America being less likely to hang out with each other in real life and instead, quote unquote, hang out on an app or something like that. You know, it used to be kids would go to the mall back in the 1980s or the 90s on a Friday night, or hang out at their friend's house or go to a concert or whatever. And those things don't happen as much, you know, prior to 2020.
It's because social media and Snapchat and all of these other places, that they scratch the itch for them,
I guess. To me, you can't replace real life interactions with online, but I'm not a member of the millennial or the zennial generation or Generation Z or whatever you want to call them.
Well, I am, but I mean, it's a balancing act, right?
Yeah.
If I want to go out and do something with friends in person, I'm going to go out and do something with friends in person.
And you do that fairly often.
Way more than I would expect for someone who just historically is a loner
mm-hmm.
and very shy around groups of people, but hey. things change,
I guess. That's true.
But yeah, but even then, you know, if it's 4 o'clock in the morning and I want to socialize or something, I can usually find someone to interact with.
Online.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but during those times when I want to actually socialize with someone and other people are available to socialize with in person, that's the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, what the reality is people were going in this direction. People are going in this more lonified world or whatever where they're alone.
This crap isn't real, though.
No, it's not.
It's just an illusion of interacting with another human being. You're not interacting with another human being. You're interacting with a piece of technology. And on the other end, presumably, another human being is interacting with their technology, but there is no human-to-human interaction in it. It's just an illusion.
Well, I mean, it's not human-to-human in that there's a thing in between you, but there is a human on the other end of the thing, and then there's another human on the other side, but there was another...
That's true for phone calls as well, though, but they're no substitute for an actual conversation.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're a substitute for anything like that. And the difference with a phone call is when you're on a phone call, it's two people typically. It's one person and then the other person on the other line. So you usually, unless the person's distracted with something, have their full attention. With a Twitch stream, it's not that way.
Yeah.
So, and I forget that there's like a certain word for it. It's somebody mentioned it. It was actually on like one of the... what is it? They do the reviews, movie reviews online. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting the name
of
it.
Don't get me started on trailer reviews.
It was Honest Trailers.
Hold on.
I can get you started on that in a second here. But they used the term, and I'm sorry, I don't remember. I wish I could remember what it was. But it described a relationship that is essentially one-sided, where you have the streamer who, the larger they get, the less attention they can pay to the people in their chat room, right?
Right.
So
like, this is true of rock bands as well. Interestingly, it's what inspired Pink Floyd to write the album The Wall, is that they noticed that they were this huge stadium band now, and their disconnect between the fans and themselves was too great for
tremendous.
Them to bridge it.
Yeah, and so it describes a relationship, quote-unquote, where the person who is the watcher believes that they have some sort of a connection to the person they're watching. And we hear this all the time with listeners of Free Talk Live. They'll say things like, oh, I feel like I know you. But they do acknowledge that we couldn't know who they are because they're just listeners. So at least with the radio listenership thing, there's that sort of break in between where there's no illusion that the person who's on the radio knows anything about you as the listener. You're just listening. We're in your head.
Yeah, we don't even know they exist.
Right.
All we
Unless
know
you
is
call.
Just one dude naked in his bathroom listening to us. I mean,
it could be.
Realistically.
And hey, dude, thanks for listening. But, yeah, they know. They still have the reality about them, about what's going on. But on a platform like Twitch or DLive, there's this sort of faux interaction that is purported, right? Like the whole idea.
That's why people are so obsessed with whether or not we read the chat.
Yes. Yeah, and that's what they say when you're first starting into streaming is pay attention to the chats, interact with your viewers because you want them to feel like they are a part of the whole thing, of the show or your life or whatever.
That's kind of manipulative, but
that's what they're doing, though, right? Like they are, whether they're intentionally manipulating is another question, but they are sort of manipulating people in the idea that they're creating this quote-unquote community of one-sided relationships. And again, somebody should shout this term out because I bet somebody knows what somebody's shouting at their radio right now, like whatever this word is, but it essentially describes
that one guy in his bathroom is for sure shouting it.
It describes this. A relationship that's not really a relationship, basically. It's a person who, on one end, believes that they have some sort of relationship with this other person, and the other person barely knows that they exist. Oh, I've seen your name in the chat room. But or you know, they'll acknowledge, hey, so-and-so, like, this is the thing they do on the streams, right? They'll say, hey, you know, TVP Steven, hey, stain on your sofa. These are people that are chatting in our Twitch and DLive chat rooms. Like, when you're watching one of these streams, it happens constantly.
Did you say stain on the sofa?
That's the name of the person.
That's creative. I like it.
Says this person is nude right now, actually, apparently. Anyway.
Congrats.
Yeah. So anyway, just sort of acknowledging that they're there is really... You know, all the larger streamers can even do, because how could you possibly talk on any sort of meaningful basis with a busy chat room? Like, if
you can't.
If you and I are streaming, we have relatively small viewership. Like, you know, a big night on Twitch for us is 20 viewers, and only a fraction of them are going to type in the chat room. So, yeah, we're likely to see everything that you say. But if the chat starts going by fast, if there's 200 people in there or 2,000, there's no meaningful anything that can happen. There's more coming up.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out.
DINOVITE.com.
So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition.
She gets Dinovite. How happy your dog will be.
A Dinovite. She's little Miss Hollywood.
DINOVITE.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless free market non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. toot.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live, here to take your calls if you want to join us to discuss Twitch. And I found the term, para parasocial relationships. So we'll tell you more about that. The number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Ian.
And Aria.
That's 603-283-6160. Also, want to tell you about Divi. It is a cryptocurrency out there and makes it really easy to run a masternode. A masternode is a node on the network, the Divi network, that performs specific functions that are useful to the network and gets rewarded for those functions. You can do that easily with Divi. In fact, it's the easiest masternode setup I've ever seen. You can learn more at diviproject.org, diviproject.org. You do need to have Divi in order to have a masternode. So in order to acquire that Divi, you can buy it from multiple exchanges, or better yet, buy it directly from the Divi team. You can do that by connecting with them directly on their Telegram channel at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. So, yeah, the word I was looking for that I heard for the very first time, but apparently was actually coined in the 1950s, is a parasocial relationship. And here is a story about it from thedrum.com.
You know, it's actually kind of depressing. I've been wanting to stream something lately because I, you know, prior to the sheriff campaign derailing everything, I streamed fairly often.
You did.
But now I'm looking, I'm like, man, I don't want to really feed into that. That manipulation of people to create this fake sort of relationship.
Yeah, it is interesting. Like, you know, to me, the reason I was doing some streaming, which I haven't done, I mean, obviously we're streaming now, right?
But sure, we're talking about gaming streaming.
Yeah, yeah, we've had this show streaming since before Twitch even existed. So, you know, Twitch
is
more, new.
We're doing a show, we might as well put it on this platform.
Correct. And my thought of the game streaming was, well, if I'm going to play a video game, which I almost never do, but if I'm going to play a video game, I might as well play it on a stream, so therefore someone could find that, and then they would find our radio show. So to me, I just sort of saw it as an outreach tool to bring people in to say, hey, this is the thing we really do over here. And again, I haven't done a video game stream since July, so you can tell I don't do it that often. But, you know, at the lower levels, you can have a interaction with some of these people.
That's
true.
It's
not a real relationship like you and I were talking about, where you can make eye contact and have a human, some human level of relationship. But as you start growing with your success, there's just no way you can keep up with the growth. I mean, right. You can hire a manager to read all your chats
but
for
then
you.
You're not interacting with the chats. Right. Your manager is.
Right. And look, the fact is, if you're playing a video game that is engrossing, then you really can't read a chat at the same time as playing an engrossing game. If it's a turn-based game where it's like, okay, you go with your turns, then the computer plays its turns, and you're sitting and you're waiting on a lot of stuff, then you got plenty of time.
Like Civilization.
Yeah, you can read through a chat there. But if you're doing a first-person shooter where there's very little downtime except when you die, if you're playing like an online version, there's very little that you can do to read. So even if you try to have some sort of interaction, it's challenging at best, especially with a busy chat room. But let me just describe a little bit about this term. So again, parasocial, is the word in question here. So it asks, this article at thedrum.com talking about Twitch. It is written by MJ Widomska back in May of this year. Have you ever caught yourself forming a bond with an online creator? Maybe you were watching their film review on YouTube and thought it would be cool to grab a beer with them. Perhaps you followed their makeup tutorial and felt like they're speaking directly to you.
I did this, in fact, many years ago with Jim Sterling, who also actually lived in Mississippi. He's a game review guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also reading my blogs at the time and following me on Twitter. So
he knew you existed.
Yeah, it wasn't as weird as just me being a random person. But it was the same sort of thing, you know, where I liked his videos. Mm-hmm.
Followed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little bit different, though, right? Because he knew you existed. So that's
eventually, but he didn't at first.
At first, okay.
And I never felt like he was addressing me directly in his videos or anything like that. So that
you
that's
must not have been lonely.
I'm generally not. If I want company, I can go out and get company.
Right. I suspect people.
So
that
can
feel
they,
this,
these people. They just
they
choose
could.
Not to.
Right. This is a substitute for real interactions with them, and it's completely one-sided. And that's the weird part about this, or the sick part, if you want to look at it that way. So, you know, maybe you feel like they're speaking directly to you in their makeup tutorial, sharing details of their day while teaching you how to blend eyeshadow. Perhaps you replied to their Instagram and got a bit annoyed that they never wrote you back.
Jesus. So, okay, we're talking also stalkers here as well, right?
If any of these scenarios sound plausible, you're already familiar with the concept of parasocial relationships. The term itself was coined in the 1950s to describe interactions between TV personalities and viewers. In a nutshell, it's a one-sided connection. You know they exist. They don't know that you do. Parasocial relationships aren't new, but these one-sided interactions have really come to thrive on social media. There's an illusion of access to your favorite creator, which is what I was saying is different about us being on the radio versus what they're describing here.
But do not people feel like they can access us when they chat with us in the Twitch rooms or the Matrix server or just adding us on Twitter or Facebook or Mastodon or whatever?
Yeah, that would be a factor there. But in that case, you know, we really are in those chat rooms, and we really can't. Well, you're not on our Matrix server yet, I don't think. But I'm there, and, you know, if somebody tags me, I will see it.
Yeah.
But then again,
is there a mobile version of it?
Yeah. It's, okay. It's Element is the name of the app that you want to get.
I might actually join at some point then.
But again, that is also a factor because it is a relatively small server. If this were 100,000 users, there'd be no way I could spend any amount of time trying to parse through what, you know, whatever tags that I were hit with. So there's a chance that says here they're not quite a Kardashian, so you might just get through to them. There's a chance they'll read your comment and even respond. If you follow them on YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, you'll probably hear from them more often than you do from your actual friends. And then there's the hours and hours of content. Online creators' job is to produce constantly. Their fans constantly consume and get invested in the process. It's not hard to believe you really know someone when you've spent tens or hundreds of hours interacting with them. But you're not getting their real self. It's just their social media persona, broadcast to you and millions of other viewers worldwide.
Hundreds of hours watching people's content? That's scary in and of itself.
Oh, God. But, I mean, Aria, that's what these sites are based on. The Twitch viewers? I mean, they are fanatical about, I mean, we can't talk about all of them. I'm sure some of them are casual, but, you know, a lot of these people are in these chat rooms every single night watching their favorite producer or creator create whatever they're doing. You know, whether it be...
Get a hobby, dudes.
This is their hobby.
That's not a hobby. That's voyeurism.
Yeah, well, that is incredibly popular now. I mean, that's what Twitch has made their bones off of here. So
I would suggest I just don't see the appeal of wanting to watch someone else live their life instead of just going out and living your life. I mean, for certain small niche reasons, I get it. Like when I watch your stream or whatever.
Yeah.
But to do that day in and day out, you know, you could just play that video game yourself, right? Or you could go to a bar and hang out with people if that's what you want to do, or whatever. Why not do these things yourself instead of creepily watching someone else do it? I say this as people are watching us on twitch.lrn.fm right now, of course. So I don't get it. Why would you want to watch us?
All right. Colin, hopefully we're entertaining. That's why you would want to watch us.
True.
And that's the reason why the big streamers are successful, is because they've got something that's entertaining that puts them above the rest of them, I presume. I don't watch them. We're coming up.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody says,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10, and Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't be how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. President Trump is not happy with the stimulus package Congress passed earlier this week. The president in a video message saying Congress needs to give more money to the American people.
I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
President Trump also vetoing a defense authorization bill. House and Senate leaders believe they have enough votes to override the veto. You're listening to USA Radio News. The nation's hospitals continue to be strained with the growing number of coronavirus patients. The COVID-19 tracking project reporting a high of 117,000 Americans were being treated for COVID-19 in hospitals on Tuesday. That's a jump of more than 3,000 from the previous high. With a little bit more on one of the top stories I told you about earlier, three of President Trump's harshest Democratic critics are strongly supporting his call for $2,000 coronavirus relief payments. Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar agrees that stimulus payments should be more than $600.
Democrats have been pushing for more stimulus checks, and in fact, Speaker Pelosi is bringing this up tomorrow, so let's get it done.
Klobuchar continuing on MSNBC.
He's going to have to deliver his own party, especially in the U.S. Senate, but I'd like to get that done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.fm.
It is Free Talk Live. Ian and Aria in the studio here with you. 603-283-6160. That's our number, 603-283-6160. That does allow you to actually interact with us.
It does.
On a phone basis, which is better than just saying something in a chat room and hoping that we see it and hoping that we talk about it. Here, we are forced to deal with whatever it is that you have to say, as long as it is FCC-friendly. We'll let it on the air. There's really nothing else. You know, there's no rule against pretty much any topic. We can talk about it. As long as it's not appealing to a prurient interest, there's another FCC rule that does say that you really can't pander to sort of the lowest common denominator of sexual talk.
Well, we generally don't do that.
Yeah, we don't do this. So, like, you can't call in and tell us about your latest sexual encounter in graphic detail. Thank God for that. Yeah, we can't let that go on the air. But, any issue that you want to discuss, we can do that. In fact, we invite that, and that's what we like here on Free Talk Live. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We are talking about the idea of a so-called parasocial relationship, the idea that there's a sort of this illusory illusion of a relationship between, say, a streamer and the viewer of that stream on a site like Twitch. Actually, we were going to talk about copyright, but we ended up just talking about sort of the psychology and the sociology or whatever.
It's a bit depressing. It seems a bit manipulative, but...
But it's popular.
I mean, is it wrong to feel a demand that people have?
No, I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's wrong what these streamers are doing. I don't think that anybody in the world of streaming is doing it to abuse people or to take advantage. I mean, there may be some that are taking advantage, but I think they honestly just want, they probably want the attention. right?
Sure.
Like,
well, that's why anyone creates a thing, ultimately, is because they want the attention or they want the money that comes with the attention.
See, like, for me, I don't want to be a star or anything like that. I prefer to be behind the camera. I prefer to be the editor. I prefer to be, you know, somebody who's creating something that is consumed, but not the focus of that. And I realize that's a strange thing to say as somebody who's hosting a radio show, but sort of...
But you don't want to be the one in the crosshairs, essentially, right?
Well, I'm in the crosshairs because I'm an activist.
Right.
I mean, the government's going to go after me because of what I do. But I can do my activism in a variety of different ways. But to me, like, I don't want to become popular because then I get all kinds of attention. I really don't want that attention. I don't want to... Like, right now, I've got emails that I can't get to already that don't have to do with, like, luckily, I don't get very many emails related to the show, thank goodness, because I already have a ton of other things to deal with, like, for the business side of running Free Talk Live, of getting on new radio stations and, you know, doing sure. Bitcoin outreach here in the area. I literally have a ton of things to do right now. I can't even get all the things done that I need to do in one day. There's no chance that if, you know, that got bigger that I would be able to handle that. And I don't want to hire, you know, an assistant because of what you were saying earlier. Then it's not even me responding, you know, at that point. So there's just a certain level that that I can handle, and I'm pretty much to that level. So I have no interest in garnering more attention.
But I had a small taste of it this year, and I don't want any.
With the sheriff's campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming. It's obnoxious. Everything you tweet, everything you post will get put under a microscope, and it's...
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Look, I can take the microscope, right? Like, I've been on the air for a long time. I've been a blogger and an activist for a long time. So that doesn't bother me so much. But ultimately, the goal for me is to just get the word out about freedom, you know? And
you do that if you have a larger audience.
That's correct. So that's ultimately the goal. But I don't care if they know who I am, you know? That's why, one of the reasons why I'm on the radio, because, you know, I'm not... With the exception of Twitch now, in the old days, we weren't on video, right? Like, it was just a radio show. So you don't have the same sort of star power or whatever, and I'm not interested in that stuff. If you want to weigh in, you can here. We're going to go to Robert. He's on a line in Vermont. Robert, you're on our new phone line, 603-283-6160. Go ahead.
Hi. Hey, that story you're talking about, that brings me back to, remember the movie The Truman Show?
Love that movie.
You know, that's what I was thinking of when I was listening to all that. Kind of funny, you know.
Yeah, have you seen The Truman Show, Aria?
I have.
For listeners that aren't familiar, it is Jim Carrey. It was from the late 1990s. It was really his first kind of breakout role, because prior to the Truman Show, he was like a comedian. He was always in like the funny slapstick gag comedies, and then he just became this serious actor. He proved that he could be a serious actor. It was all about a guy who was raised in a TV show that was essentially designed around him, and the show included a bunch of actors who he thought were his, like, real parents and real friends, but it was all just a show, and he was the star, unwittingly, of this sort of real-life drama, basically. It was interesting.
It has some really disturbing implications, too.
It really did. It was a really pretty deep movie, but what else did you want to share tonight?
Oh, the reason why I called is that I wanted to... It's a story that came out of Keene, New Hampshire. I don't have any dog in this race, but I'm from this state. But it seems that the city council is back at it again. They want to take property over on Winchester Street and Key Road. They want to take the Sunoco Station, and then they want to take the other building that's on the other side. What is it, Tupole or something like that?
They want, yeah, Chipotle and the Seneca Station. They don't want to take the entire properties. They want to take like 3 or 4 feet from each one.
Mm-hmm.
But the bigger issue is that it's going to cause both of these places to lose two very high traffic entrances to their places of business.
Oof.
It's going to make it very, very difficult for people to get in and out of them.
Right.
Especially for a convenience store.
So they want to add a traffic circle, right? Is that the plan?
That is the current plan. The better plan would be to move the Walmart to somewhere else, because the Walmart is what is creating all of the high traffic.
You know,
I don't know.
Call in
It's a busy area. I mean, whether there's a Walmart sitting in that spot or a grocery store or whatever, there's going to be a high traffic count going in and out of that place. It's a very poorly. Here's one thing that could help. And you know, obviously we're getting into the weeds on a local issue, but eminent domain is a real thing and it's a real concern. And for listeners that aren't familiar, and Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. For listeners that aren't familiar, eminent domain is where the government gang says, "We have decreed that this property is more useful to us than it is to you, and we are going to take it and do what we want with it." And basically, they don't just take the property. They do make a quote-unquote offer of what they believe the property's value is.
Yeah, but one
is.
Of these property owners was offered like $80 for what the city wants to take for them.
That's what I'm saying. It's the city that determines what the property is valued at.
And even if they weren't going to lose a busy entrance to their places of business, yeah. $80 is laughable for any amount of land.
Yeah. That was really what it was?
One of them was offered like $4,000, the other one was offered $80. So I think the one who was offered $80 must have really made them angry.
Yeah, that is a slap in the face. And then it was the Kelo court decision, the Supreme Court decision in 2005 that ruled that governments can use eminent domain for not just a like public purpose like building a road, but that they could actually take your property for the purposes of giving it to a private developer.
Now, is that a federal court ruling, or is that New Hampshire?
Yes, that's the Supreme Court of the federal government that ruled that eminent domain can be used for the benefit of private property owners.
Presumably not in New Hampshire, because New Hampshire's constitution has something about eminent domain in it that specifies it has to be for public use.
Well, that was the old statement about eminent domain, and what they said...
I don't support it either way, but...
Right, but what the Supreme Court said in 2005 was that the public use could also mean that if the public, quote-unquote, which is another term for government,
right.
If the government gets more tax dollars out of the new use after the eminent domain, then it's okay. Which is why they took the property from the property owners in New London, Connecticut, back in 2005. They took properties from people that had had these properties in their families for generations, built a massive mega complex for Pfizer and some other corporations, then Pfizer pulled out of the deal, and the whole thing fell apart, and they stole all these people's properties and for what ultimately ended up being a failed government make-work project. It was really tragic. And they changed what you can use eminent domain for good.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Check. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. Open phones, as always. That's generally what we do here on Free Talk Live, although I guess I can't say open phones right now because our phone lines are busy. We got a bunch of calls coming in here at the very end of the show.
That which happens a lot.
Yep. Better late than never, though.
Absolutely.
We'll take it. We enjoy talking to you about whatever you want to discuss. It is Ian and Aria in the studio here tonight. And Aria, since we're talking about all things streaming, plug your streaming channel.
Twitch.ariadimezzo.com. I've got to come up with a
really?
Better...
Yeah. You own ariadimezzo.com?
I do.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah,
cool.
I bought that a year and a half ago.
Nice.
And just kept it there. Now I just use it for, like, forwarding and stuff like that.
Perfect.
But I've got to come up with something better because I have to know how to spell ariadimezzo.
Yeah.
And if I say that on the air, I'm not going to sit here and spell out my entire name each time. So, right. I don't know. I'll come up with something.
It's something, though.
Yeah, it is.
So check that out. When was the last time you did some streaming?
Probably my last Bible stream about stealing.
Okay.
So, October?
Okay, right
whenever
on.
That was.
So, check
it
out.
I'm really tempted to stream something tonight, though.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's the holidays, so people are home,
yeah.
Right? They're looking for something to do. And we're going to go back to your calls, your thoughts. Let's talk to Bobby. He is on the line in Florida. He's watching us on our Twitch feed, and our feed is over at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yes, I am watching, and that has brought my infatuation with you guys over the years. Ever since the old IRC chats and everything going on, since, you know, quite a few years ago. But one of my main things that I was wanting to talk about or ask you guys is when Aria first got on, she got, like, a lot of heat. I know she still gets a lot of heat. And my infatuation has grown with her, but I don't make it a thing to where I persistently, like, you know, like, have to have Aria. But I know...
It's a little unusual to have someone admit that they have an infatuation with a person.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's not a sexual one.
Oh, it's not like Aria, you know.
I'm a straight, heterosexual male, but I mean, I love Aria. I just can't get enough of her. But, I'm not here to give you guys too much markoutness. You know, which, you know, when you mark out to somebody, that's like a wrestling term, you mark out. You know, so anyways, I was wondering, I have been pretty high the last couple of days, coming in and out of a heroin and cocaine binge. what happened with the old number, and we can't call it anonymously anymore? What is the trolls and the haters finally mess that up too?
You can call in anonymously.
Yeah, you didn't have to say who you were.
We might be about to talk to the dead guy, Frank. So, I mean, it's not necessary to give your real name.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, like, we used to be able to block our numbers, but sometimes trolls and people that are threatening and being jerks can mess that up for everyone. So that's what
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's any kind of block on this particular line as far as.
Yeah, you can't call it. You cannot call it like Star 67 it or anonymous.
Well, it was certainly not related to trolls. It was not related to trolls or harassment or anything like that. It's just a new system that we've implemented.
I think that actually might have been done because of James in Arizona, who was incessantly calling the phone number. Because again, this isn't a new number. We've had this number in the studio here for many years. It's just a sort of backline.
Free Your Talk Live.
Yeah, we used it on Free Your Talk Live, correct. And there was a time where James just kept on incessantly calling over and over and over and over and over again. And so I think I did ask our tech guy, Michael Hampton, if there was a way to block anonymous callers, and I think that's what led to that happening. So, yeah,
you can blame James for that.
Huh?
Yeah, and I can't hate on that.
Right.
I mean, I can respect that. I mean, trolls and jerks always have to mess it up for everyone.
You can still be anonymous, though. If you were to call through our Matrix chat server, you can be anonymous there, and you'll sound better.
So good idea.
That. Yeah, try that. Go to chat.lrn.fm. In fact, you're already in there. I know that. But chat.lrn.fm. All you got to do is open up a chat with the LRN studio account, and then we can join a Jitsi chat with you, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Bobby. I definitely appreciate it, man.
Good to hear some positive feedback.
Yeah, 603-283-6160. Now, here's the negative feedback from Frank calling from the grave.
Yeah, may you rest in peace. None like you, drag queen James is what I prefer to call you because it's most descriptive of what you are as a human being. You're not a man. I mean, you're not a woman.
Try anarchist female Satanist. That seemed to be pretty popular.
No, drag queen James is spot on.
I'm not a drag queen, though. You know what a drag queen is?
Yeah, you're not fabulous enough to be a drag queen.
Frank, by the way.
I mean, I don't mean that as an insult.
I didn't take it as one.
Yeah.
And I meant this, send my regards to his family, and unlike you, Aria, if a lunatic were to walk into that studio right now and to blow your brains out, people do care that he's passed, and there'll be thousands of people at his oh my God.
I gotta tell you, James,
don't
even spit the words.
At his funeral.
I gotta tell you, I don't care he's passed.
But he's a Democrat.
Hold on.
Does that make him a bad
You got
person?
Me to use a euphemism, and I don't appreciate that. I don't care that he died. He didn't pass away.
I don't care
he
that he died.
James.
He died of COVID.
Okay.
He died of COVID, which exists. And
no one
unlike listening to you morons, every doctor and nurse I know says to wear your effing mask.
I don't care what they say.
And don't
actually, not every doctor I know. I've got two of them.
Person.
Two of them that
you're
think it's
so
total
progressive.
BS.
You're such a progressive POS of a human being. You think that you're the hero not wearing your mask inside a building.
Dude, I have never, ever in my life claimed to be a hero. I am like the ultimate villain here. Where have you been?
You definitely think you're better than other people.
I'm better than
listen
you,
to your
at
own,
the very
listen
least.
Listen to the sound of your own voice on public radio. Oh, that's so clever. Why didn't you play that when Robert called in? The drunk pothead bum.
Because I've got respect for Robert.
Dude, he's a total loser.
complete.
It takes 100%. One to know one.
I don't see you making fun of a guy that doesn't even know how to say Chipotle.
Why would we make fun of Rob? We like
Seriously,
Rob.
Is that
Rob's
guy
a good guy?
Fat blob of human.
Rob doesn't call our show asking if we want to die or whatever it is you're saying.
I asked you a question. Is he not a fat blob of human waste?
Absolutely
like
not.
Paul and a bunch of your other friends?
Wow. You know, here's an idea for you, Frank. It's really James in Arizona for those that couldn't recognize his voice. You know, try finding the positives about people in your life, you know? Robert's a good guy. He's a genuine person who is honest with people about how he feels, and he comes out and he supports activists, you know, things. He's been at our meetups here over the years, a myriad of times, and I got nothing bad to say about Robert in Vermont, but he doesn't call the show and threaten our lives. He doesn't call the show and insult people. And if somebody mispronounces something, you know, I'll let it slide. But you, James, you find nothing but fault in everything that everyone does in your life. And it's really sad. So have a nice day.
Good summary.
If you can, have a nice day. I don't think he can.
No, because you're right. That is what he does. He looks at the negative in everything and everyone.
Yep.
So he's a miserable human being as a result of that.
He really is. And if he keeps calling back incessantly, as he is wont to do, it won't be long before I ban his ass from these phone lines, too. And so, again, I have no problem taking his calls. We've taken his calls in the last two nights that he called into the show.
But he's got to have an actual point. I mean, at this point,
tonight
just,
it was just insults.
Yeah, and James, if you want to insult me, just shoot me an email. I mean, you have direct access to me. It's not hard to figure out aria@freetalklive.com. Just shoot me an email.
I'm pretty
with
sure
all
I put him into my spam trap.
I haven't because he's never emailed.
Okay.
But I probably would. But I mean, it doesn't matter if I address it or not, you know. There is no point whatsoever in you spilling this nonsense on national radio just to let the entire world listening know that you are
You're a
disgusting,
jerk.
Miserable
yeah.
human being. I don't get the point, man. I wouldn't want to advertise that to people.
No. So, yeah, Twitch. We never really did get into the copyright story. We ended up talking about the relationships that people have with streamers, which I find to be, you know, pretty interesting sort of psychological discussion. And maybe we'll talk about the DMCA situation there, the copyright situation tomorrow night, because it sounds like you're joining us for an extra episode of Aria being on Free Talk Live. You're going to be with us on Christmas Eve.
Absolutely.
Very cool. So we will be back with you at that time. And, of course, you can join us between now and then online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to join us in real life at ForkFest coming up in 2021. You can mark your calendars June 28th through July 4th. For that, go to forkfest.party to learn more about it. And we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at freeross.org. Free Ross.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.